I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Well, look who's going to be starting the preseason. Shedeur Sanders, welcome to the show. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. That didn't take long. We were wondering the day that Shedeur was drafted in the fifth round, Pearl, by the Cleveland Browns. It never made any sense why he went to Cleveland. And we wondered, how could he possibly make his way to the field? Then you get to training camp. He's taking no reps with the ones. He's buried behind Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel. Couple hamstring injuries later, Joe Flacco is 40, so why would he start a preseason game and all of a sudden step up Shedeur Sanders? You are starting against the Carolina Panthers on Friday.
Yeah, it's amazing. The universe had different ideas than the Browns. The Browns clearly wanted a couple things. They wanted Kenny Pickett to win the job.
Yeah.
His hamstring is way more serious than I think. Like, he's basically, they're not even talking about his potential return anytime in this preseason. Dylan Gabriel gets all these reps. He's got a hamstring, and you know how hamstrings linger. So now Shedeur is going to get his chance, and you know what Shedeur does. Once the lights come on, he's probably going to play really well, even though, according to the Cleveland reporters, he's not thrown a pass to Jerry Jeudy yet. So then he's going to go out for the first team in joint practices and preseason games and all of a sudden start throwing to Jerry Jeudy and David Njoku. So whatever plans they had are just totally scrapped, and now anybody could win this job. Watch Stu Puntley, who they just signed out of nowhere to fill out the roster, come in and compete for this job.
Can I tell you, though, what I think has to happen? You know how they say, like, if you want to beat the champ, like, you really got to beat the champ. You know, you're not going to win on a technicality. That's kind of like a cliche that's out there. I think from what you just said, I don't think the Browns ever wanted Shedeur to actually be close to winning this competition.
No, I agree with that.
Okay, so he's going to have to kill it. Like, we were kind of overreacting a little tongue-in-cheek to Trey Lance and how good he looked in the Hall of Fame game. That was against all backups. The Detroit Lions played no starters. I don't even know if any starters were even, like, within 10 feet of the field. But Shador's going to have to play so convincingly well in this game, because I still don't think that the Browns actually want him anywhere close to the field. He's going to have the crowd support, certainly. I mean, this game's in Carolina, but you know what I mean. The fan base is going to get more riled up about him than anyone else on the roster, and he's going to have to look amazing. Not just good, not just okay, completed half of his passes, He's going to have to really go out and win this thing, and so I don't even know if that's possible.
I would lean no.
Well, the Panthers are playing their starters.
Yeah. I would lean there's nothing he can do except to hope Joe Flacco gets hurt.
Okay. Well, but then if guys are recovering from hamstrings, these guys aren't dead. I know the hamstrings are tricky, but they still are here. And Shedeur had his own shoulder situation, and Stu Puntley's now in the building. I feel like this has been like loaded dice against Shedeur.
Definitely.
For what reason, I have no idea. You selected him. So why not give him a real shot? like it, with the ones and stuff, I don't understand.
But he's a fifth round pick.
Okay.
I mean, would in a normal situation, is there any other? I mean, last year, I guess Spencer Rattler got in for the Saints. I think he was fifth round. But generally, we don't sit at any other camp and say, geez, why aren't they giving the fifth round backup? Like Quinn Ewers in Miami, for example. No one's like, well, why aren't they giving Quinn Ewers a shot? I mean, generally, fifth round picks are not supposed to start week one. Most, even first round picks, Jackson Dart apparently looks great in Giants camp, and no one thinks he has a chance to get the job. So why do we? Why would we think that Shador deserves a normal shot?
Because when he got to Cleveland, this is not a normal quarterback situation. You know, Tua's entrenched at the as the starter in Miami. You know, Russell Wilson is going to be a Hall of Famer.
Right.
You know, Shador has in front of him Joe Flacco, who's been a backup for years now, who has not only been a backup, he's like the last resort. That's what you're hoping for, Joe Flacco, right? Can come in and win you a game. But no other team in the league wanted Joe Flacco as a starter or thought that's a good idea. Kenny Pickett is a reclamation project at this point. So there's not like an entrenched person that he was going to have to jump, which always made this quarterback battle like something crazy. If Deshaun Watson was there and healthy, yeah, then I understand why we're not even talking about Shador ever seeing the field.
Okay.
But he's not. So there was always that opening, and now it's arrived here at our feet much earlier than anyone thought.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there is a reality, though. He is a fifth-round pick. And remember when Russell Wilson won the job in Seattle, like 2012, around that? It was shocking. And he was a third-round pick.
Yep.
And he was a, you know, kind of a finished product coming out of college. That was unprecedented in a way like that. We've never really seen a lot of that. I don't know that we've ever seen. I'd like to. There's got to be examples, but a fifth round pick starting week one, has that ever happened?
Well, Dak Prescott was a fourth round pick. I mean, you know, but Tony Romo had to get hurt. There are some circumstances, but I guess this is where you and I think are never going to see eye to eye about the Shador thing.
Facts.
He is a fifth round pick, but is he really? Like, wow. Yes, he is. I get that. That happened. I'm not challenging the facts, but why? And that's what the most intriguing thing about it was. It the football, for football reasons, he doesn't match up as a fifth round pick. And I think that's where well, he's a fifth round pick. He's, you know, we never see this. Like, yeah, but he, to me, really was an end of the first round, second round pick. And it was all the other stuff that got in the way. And by the way, a lot of that is their fault. I'm not taking them off the hook for that. I'm going to say them. I'm saying Shador and Dion, and now we know how serious the health concerns Dion was dealing with. They should have just hired a regular agent. They should have not have done this their way. I think it was a huge mistake. I said it that day. I'll maintain it. And especially now knowing that Dion was battling cancer, you've got to let someone else take over there, in my opinion. And so that's why I'm having trouble saying, well, he's just a regular fifth-round pick. He's not. I think he actually, this is more like a late first-round, second-round pick getting their opportunity.
Well, I would just say the NFL draft market is pretty darn efficient. I mean, you look at most positions, the first round, like they generally do not take into factors other than talent. That's the rule, right? I mean, yes, some guys are so off the rails in college, like Tyreek Hill fall to the fifth, Antonio Brown will fall to the fifth.
Yeah, that's
I don't
not
think
football.
Shador is that at all.
Right.
I mean, he's had a couple character issues with speeding tickets here, but no, Aaron Hernandez fell. He's not, generally, the NFL does not let talent fall, especially if there's not serious character concerns.
That's why this was so surprising. I mean, that's why you think it's the football, that it's him going backwards. It's well, you know, their footwork, whatever it is. I don't think he's a late first rounder.
I think probably late first round. There are no second round quarterbacks. Like, you don't take a quarterback in the second round. You wait till the third. Sure. So you don't have to deal with all this. So quarterbacks is an odd position. Yeah, that, I mean, you could be right. And he could get out there, look great in the preseason, win the job. And he's older, so he should be ready to start. He's played plenty of college football. But still, I think they view him closer to a fifth-round pick. And you know what? They're the only team that took him. If they didn't take him, who knows where he would have fallen to.
888-710-4ISN. How about Easy's in the chat already saying, I'm actually looking forward to a preseason game now. Can't wait to see Shador play. Like, a lot of people are like that. And Pine Needle pointing out, remember when Mr. Irrelevant won the job in San Francisco? You know, sometimes people aren't always right on the draft.
Yeah,
that happens.
What week was that? I mean, coming into it wasn't week one.
No, but we know now that Kyle Shanahan behind the scenes was like, at first it was kind of viewed as a problem. Like, oh man, I think that the guy who was taken in the seventh round is actually better than the guy we traded up to get with the third overall pick.
Right. But if you look at 32 teams, how many of the elite quarterbacks are first round picks?
A lot. 85%.
What percentage of the left tackles are first rounders? 97%.
Totally,
what percentage of the
totally
pass rusher?
Fair,
yeah.
Pearl, but,
yeah.
But,
I mean, the market is pretty darn efficient.
Okay, but do you think that it was... So you think there was nothing else about Shedeur Sanders caused him to fall?
And by the way, there's... All those things are still present, and that might be the reason that Cleveland doesn't want him to get start. That's why they're not letting him throw to Jerry Jeudy. But it's still an issue.
Yeah, I guess the... Gosh, how many health things does Deion have to go through before people realize he's not a threat to an NFL team?
Well, I got to tell you one thing, too. Shedeur, it's August 6th. Like, what makes you think he's not going to get hurt? It's either too human in Cleveland. If two quarterbacks who are both 26 and 23 went down, I don't trust that Shedeur or Snoop. You got to protect Snoop Huntley. Like, this is a mass unit. You brought up an interesting point. What if Shedeur plays well, Flacco looks and then Pickett gets healthy again, and I just don't think Cleveland wants to start him.
I agree with you, and I don't understand why. Why take a guy
and in the fifth round?
And he starts, you know, separating himself. Well, first of all, that has to happen, right? That has to happen. He has to look very good against the Carolina Panthers. But let's say he plays well. Let's say he has played a lot of games in his career, both Jackson State and then at Colorado. He is very accurate. That is what all the reporters have been saying. You know, he doesn't get any reps with the first team. But when he is out there, he looks very accurate. That's always been his thing. So let's say it looks good. I don't know why you would stand in the way here if you're the Browns. Like, why are you self-sabotaging against somebody who, you know, clearly has some talent? Doesn't make sense.
One thing is the Browns have a really tough schedule to start the season. Yeah. So you probably don't want to start either of the rookies for that.
But they're not going to. Flacco is number one. This is for the backup job.
Yeah, and by the way, I think Flacco's number one unless Kenny Pickett can get back in time. That would be the only real shake. But you sure Flacco is going to stay healthy till September, 7th, when the season starts? I think this is a chaotic situation that gets more chaotic. By the way, I heard Adam Schefter on ESPN said that he is convinced they're going to carry four quarterbacks on their roster, which to my knowledge has never been done. Mm. So talk about unprecedented. This is a totally chaotic situation.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We're talking about Shedeur Sanders and wondering, this is the must-see outside of whatever team you root for, right? You root for your team. You're all into who's going to win the, you know, backup cornerback, battle. We get it. We get really into the depth chart when it's our own team. But just from a, 30,000-foot perspective, I think this is easily the most interesting preseason game that we're going to watch.
You know, I love all the preseason games. That's my time to shine.
Yeah.
But it also, there's a trend. You know, they're playing. Everyone's playing their starters in week one now. Like, preseason is back, baby. The numbers on the Hall of Fame game were gigantic. The TV ratings. You're telling me you're not dying to see Ashton Jeanette in a Raiders uniform? Joe Burrow is starting for the Bengals.
Yep.
This is going to be a great weekend of NFL preseason. You're right. This is the primetime game, but all of them have storylines.
Can Shedeur actually put himself in play for that backup job?
A backup job? But what about starting job?
Well, I think they want Flacco.
I think we can ask that. I think we can ask that question.
Can he play
well
enough to look like a starter? Sure.
Yeah, I think...
I think it goes back to what you said. I don't think that, for some reason, the Browns took Shedeur Sanders but don't want him to win this job.
Yeah, I think they care.
I don't understand that.
In an honest moment, do you think they want him to look mediocre to bad?
But why? That doesn't help your team. I don't know. I can't answer that question, which is, embarrassing for them.
Well, why... I think they are worried about public pressure from people like you who say he's not really a fifth round pick. So let's throw him out. And I know they're looking at the schedule to say oh God, we don't want to put this poor guy up. Because they got Brian Flores in Minnesota in week five. Like, can you imagine a poor rookie on this team who is kind of, it's the Browns. They're not great. No. I think if you're a rookie, you got to wait till the second half of the season. Give him a lot of time.
This is not about outside pressure. This is not about... Well, the Browns do react, I think, to outside pressure sometimes, but I think this is about one person and one person only. It's about the owner of the team. And if Shador plays well, I don't think it's about whether you and I say that the Browns should start Shador Sanders or anyone who's going to call our show today. I think Jimmy Haslam, the owner, who you cannot convince me that he didn't have a hand in Shador Sanders being drafted, because he admits that he's part of the process. So we know at the very least, if the owner says, I do not want this guy, there's no GM on earth that's going to say, well, sit down and shut up, billionaire. I'm drafting him anyway. There's no way. So if you are going to admit that he's part of the process, which means he could have veto power, that means I think he has, rubber stamp power, if you will, or says, I want Shador. And so if Shador plays great, I think Jimmy Haslam, just like Chris Ballard from the Colts came out and said Jim Irsay made him start Anthony Richardson week one. We know that the owners get involved.
No, it's a very good point. But how come Haslam hasn't gotten him any first-team reps? How come he can't get him to throw to Jerry Jeudy just once? If the owner is so into this guy, you'd think they'd try one rep in 3 weeks.
Bro, it's been like a week and a half. I mean,
it's been, 70% of training camp, and they really have, and they've been pretty, they have not let him play with the first, even when all these guys went down. Yeah. I heard that they didn't let him throw to the first team yet. Yeah. Maybe today will change.
I hope so. He's starting the game on Friday. You got to start throwing to the receivers you're actually going to be throwing
to. Yeah, but I imagine we'll see, two series of Jerry Jeudy at most. So I don't think it's really super important that. Yeah, I would hope Jerry Jeudy and David Njoku are not out there for very much time.
No, but you want to get a little comfortable. 888-710-4ISN. Meanwhile, it is joint practices between the Browns and the Carolina Panthers. This is all about the owner. I mean, if Shador plays well, I think the owner comes in and says, make him QB1.
I know how this movie plays out. I think Snoop Huntley is going to win some games for the Cleveland Browns. I really, really do.
I've already seen that movie. This is the sequel.
Well, Snoop, has he played for the Browns?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I can't even remember. who's he a Pro Bowl with? The Ravens, right?
Yeah. They played against the Bengals in a playoff game?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think Shador probably, he should watch out for whatever's in the turf there, because his hamstring, who knows if that'll hold up. This is insane what's happening in Cleveland.
Can Shador win QB1 with a great performance in this preseason game? 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476.
Don't forget, I had two sons, right?
We will never forget Shiloh. All right, give us a call. Tell us what you think about this whole situation in Cleveland. Coming up, we also have some comments from Jerry Jones. Things just keep getting ratcheted up when it comes to Micah Parsons. The latest, could he miss the opener against Perloff's Philadelphia Eagles? We've got Jerry for you next.
Are you asking me?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. I got some numbers for you. Here's a some, if Shedeur Sanders starts week one as a rookie, let me give you some combined numbers of other rookies who started week one. Ryan Tannehill, Andrew Luck, Russell Wilson, third rounder, Brandon Whedon, combined for 11 interceptions and 2 touchdowns in their week one debuts.
How did you pick these particular guys?
I'm reading an ESPN article.
Okay. Are they the only
RG3, this is like the last 15 years. Okay. RG3 had a sick opening day, 300 yards, 2 TDs. But generally, like, even the good rookies like Cam Newton probably didn't have a great week one. Week one.
Wait, is this week one regular season you're talking about or preseason?
Rookies to start week one.
Of the regular season.
Of the regular season.
Okay,
right,
we're talking about Shedeur Sanders is starting the preseason.
Right, if he wins a job. He's going to be in a brutal spot. You know, it is really, really hard to come in there as a rookie early in the season. And the Browns have this ridiculous schedule. We've talked about this before. They got to wait till about the bye to bring in Gabriel and Sanders, which they will do. I mean, listen, we're talking about week one. I would bet a lot of money that Shedeur Sanders gets a start this year. That is not a radical idea, because once they start losing, they have to try out those guys for next year, right?
No, but the story is everything's getting accelerated. Like, this thing is on warp speed now, where it felt like it was crawling and crawling, and Shedeur wasn't getting any reps with the first team, and now all of a sudden, over the course of the last 3 days, it has really just gone lightning fast, because Kenny Pickett got hurt last week, then Dylan Gabriel tweaks the hamstring this week, and now all of a sudden you're looking at the Carolina Panthers in this preseason game and thinking, why would we ever put Joe Flacco out there? That makes no sense for a 40-year-old quarterback to start a preseason game or to play at all. Like, you got to keep him healthy now at all costs, and Shedeur has this huge opportunity in front of him. I just wonder, have the Browns so loaded up this competition against Shedeur? Can he actually win the job? Like, how does he have to look like Joe Montana? I mean, how good does he have to look in this preseason to even get a second shot?
What do you think would have happened if Dylan Gabriel didn't hurt his hamstring? Do you think, I imagine it would have been Dylan Gabriel for the first quarter, Shedeur for the second, Dylan
like
for the third.
Yeah, maybe so Dylan still, for the whole first half, like Trey Lance played the whole first half for the Chargers last week.
I mean, listen, it would probably be a little better deal for Shedeur if he got to play against backups in this preseason game. That would be sweet. But now this might not be the best scenario for Shedeur.
Yeah,
he's going to have to see a number one defense.
Yeah, it's funny. We keep talking about, he hasn't had any reps with the number one offense. That means he actually hasn't gone against the number one defense.
And he's got to go
against his own team, I don't think.
No, he has.
Oh, he hasn't been going against the number one?
Yeah, I watched the last press conference. He said he has gone a little bit against the number ones recently from the defensive side.
He's gone against the numbers. He's gone against the number ones, but I heard he hasn't been with the number one offense when he's gone against number one.
Correct.
Also, they do a joint practice against the Eagles, who's number one defense in the league last year. Is that going to look good?
No. Did you see the Cowboys yesterday practicing against the Rams? Their front, none of their running backs could get basically through the line of scrimmage. I mean, you know, guys are working on stuff, but let's go to the phones. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We're asking you, do you think Shedeur Sanders can win the quarterback job in Cleveland if he plays well in the preseason? Andreas in Chicago. Good morning, Andreas.
Good morning for taking my phone call.
You got it.
With their quarterback injury prone right now with the two quarterbacks, I say let Shedeur Sanders play the entire game preseason. What's going to hurt from him playing the whole game?
You know, Andreas, here's the thing about playing the whole game. You don't want to get him hurt.
Yeah.
And by the time you get to some of these second halves of these preseason games, it is God knows who out there trying to make a name for themselves. And you want, and you know, trying to get any kind of leg up they can just to make the roster. And I'd be a little concerned about leaving him out there for that.
Oh, definitely.
Or maybe not. I don't know. If he's just some regular fifth round pick, then you guess you throw him to the Wolves.
I don't even know. I mean, will the by the second half, you're not going to see drafted guys. You're going to see undrafted guys. So, yeah, I don't know about playing the whole game. This is so interesting. It's going to be such a mass unit. Shedeur Sanders, by the way, if he plays well, I do disagree a little bit with you. Like, the national attention on him will factor into this. Like, there's going to be, if he, say, goes 25, no, let's see, for one half, if he goes 18 for 23 for two touchdowns and 200 yards, there's going to be a national cry to start him. And you're right, the Browns, Jimmy Haslam in the past has listened to that. I just remember when he decided to start Johnny Manziel about week 10 or something in that season, they were so excited, and they lost 34-3 in Manziel's first game.
Oh, boy.
That was typical Browns. I think that this is an issue. Like, the Browns did not want to do this, and now they're here.
Kevin is in San Antonio. Good morning, Kevin. How you doing, dude?
Good morning. I just woke up. I heard about Shedeur Sanders. And the thing about it, what I think is, the Browns organization is cursed. They've been, how many years they've been successful? It's over and over like a broken record.
Yep.
I hope that he's going to stop the curse and he's going to do well. But everybody trying to set up him for failure. But he's good, you know. Just let him develop.
We don't understand it, Kevin. And thank you for the phone call. Don't understand it. Why you'd be setting him up for failure when you drafted him. You know, it's like the Browns kind of felt like they didn't want to give him a shot. Now, maybe you want to bring him along so slowly because you really are trying to, you know, build him up in some kind of way, where it seemed like they were giving Dylan Gabriel maybe some more complicated things and Shedeur was the more simplified things. I don't know. I find he's not your average fifth round pick. That's what makes this so compelling. Because we've had famous guys' sons play in the league for years. It's not just that it's Deion's son. It's that we watched him in Colorado play alongside the Heisman Trophy winner. We know how talented Travis Hunter was, and Shedeur seemed right there with him. You know, he's not as talented as Travis, but he was right there throwing him passes. So it felt so odd that he would fall to the fifth round. It just didn't make any sense.
Yeah, it was weird. I'm not going to try and... I do think the market says something here, but I do agree. It is a little strange that he went to the fifth round. But again, we're not worried about when is Will Howard going to start in Pittsburgh or Kyle McCord.
He just broke his finger.
Or, you know, all these late round guys. Nobody on earth is saying, when is Graham Mertz getting in and for the Texans? Usually, fifth round picks, if it was a normal year, a normal guy, we would totally understand the way they're handling this, right? If you didn't take your thesis that he's not a normal fifth-round pick, then this would all seem pretty routine.
It's not just that. It's the two-to-tango aspect of this. It's the fact that I don't think Shedeur is your average fifth-round pick, and I don't think that's obvious. And the Browns don't have an obvious starter because Deshaun Watson's been so hurt and so terrible and away from the team. If there was any other incumbent here, like you're talking about Graham Mertz in Houston, well, C.J. Stroud's not on this roster.
Yeah.
There's not somebody that Shedeur would have to jump that seems impossible or implausible. He's got Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco, right, and Dylan Gabriel in front of him. It's not... like, so out of the realm.
Well, yeah, but in a normal year, if it was a non-Shedeur fifth rounder, if it was Kyle McCord, no one would care. Like, people are like, that'd be nice if he got a chance, but it wouldn't be something that everyone was, this preseason game would not be must watch. I mean, I'm looking at the history of fifth round quarterbacks. They'd never get a shot. Clayton Tune, Dorian Thompson Robinson, Sean Clifford, Jaren Hall. Even the Vikings didn't even want to start Jaren Hall in a preseason game. Like, the fifth round quarterbacks are long shots, deep long shots.
888-710-4ISN. You can also vote on our poll. We will get to Jerry. A little too cavalier for my liking about whether Micah Parsons is going to be suiting up week one against the Philadelphia Eagles. Gordon Damer is here doing updates for us this morning. Gordon, good morning. So, full disclosure, I already have a bet in for week one that I'm now regretting.
Oh, the Cowboys? Yeah.
Did they move the line? I didn't check this morning, but like, 2 months ago, the line was 7.5 or something. I'm like, I'm taking the points. Like, Eagles, you know, it's going to be all about the ring ceremony, and are they going to be focused? And Dallas is, like, coming in. They usually play the Eagles stuff. I assumed Micah Parsons was going to be there. Bad job by me.
What is the record, and I saw this, what is the record of the team with the opening game? Like, the home team wins 95% of the time, but 7 points is a lot.
Winning 7.5 points, though. I'm like, you're begging me to take the points, aren't you? Anyway, so Vegas is most likely going to win again. If they don't have Micah Parsons there, it's going to be a long day. It might be a long day with Parsons.
Maggie,
there.
We have to bet the preseason. You cannot.
No, I don't bet the preseason.
We have to focus in on here.
She saves throwing her money away for the regular season.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like exactly. A normal person.
Bill's Giants on Saturday, Maggie.
A couple things. I'll get to my top five moments from Hard Knocks last night, which I have.
See someone who's not very confident that the Cowboys are going to win week one. Ooh. Shaq.
Shaquille O'Neal?
Yeah.
Is he a good bettor?
I don't know, but he has a massive bet about what happens if the Cowboys end up somehow winning this game. He will wear a dress.
Huh.
It's still 7, by the way, so you don't have to regret.
Okay. Yeah. Wait, hold on. I'm sorry.
I hit my parlay!
Shaq is betting is this against Lefko, I'm assuming,
I believe
right?
Yes, it was exactly okay. Lefko's on the Shaq podcast. Man, you have the sound here?
Oh. Yeah.
Hey, yeah, okay. Let's hear from Shaq real quick.
Okay.
If the Cowboys lose to the Eagles in week one,
I will wear that dress like that in front of my restaurant at the Paris Hotel in Vegas.
This is something that we can hold you to?
Yes.
Are you out of your mind?
No, I'm a man of my word. If we lose to the Eagles, I will wear this dress in front of my restaurant at the Paris Hotel.
Gonna be honest, Dennis Rodman already did this to sell books many, many years ago. Put on a wedding dress, went right down Fifth Avenue in front of a Barnes & Noble. It worked. I don't know why I used to wear the dress. I would say I'll be giving out things in front of my restaurant to get more people to come.
And he's not taking any points in that bet, huh?
He's not.
Cowboys straight up.
Cowboys straight up.
Now, if you can get him to make that bet with Charles Barkley, given Barkley's record betting, then you would feel much better about chances, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Barkley does sort of give a little support to the Eagles.
Do they make dresses that big?
Yeah, great question.
You know, I understand.
And Victoria, definitely a secret.
Women come in all shapes and sizes. It's not a body shaming thing, but Shaq's also 7 feet tall.
Yeah, I don't know that there are 7 feet tall.
Although Rodman was like 6'8".
By the way, the fact that the spread hasn't changed means that Vegas thinks this Micah Parsons thing is total nonsense. They could care less about this. I like your bet, by the way. 7's a ton of points.
I know, but you know, now that I think about it, they're begging you to take it. Like, I fell right into the Vegas sucker
yeah,
trap.
I mean, listen, the win total of the Cowboys is not great. Like, I don't think there's a lot of hope there in Dallas. So, yeah, the Eagles, I might bet against my own team here. I'm with you. Don't feel bad about Micah Parsons. That is going to work out just fine.
I always feel bad when it comes to the Cowboys. Gordon's here. He's got the latest. What's going on?
Well, I can tell you this Sports Flash is sponsored by Progressive Commercial Insurance. Protects your small business with affordable coverage options. Quote today at progressivecommercial.com. Well, I'm always thinking about money. Yes, I don't know if anybody knows this, but no team that has ever been featured on Hard Knocks has ever won a Super Bowl after being on it. In fact, no team has ever even made the Super Bowl after they were featured.
We're going to do whatever we can to bring Lombardi back here to Western New York.
Yes, of course, the Bills are featured this year.
Bringing it back.
Go Bills.
It's got to get there.
I like to endear myself to the people on the
show. Gordon, what are you doing here?
I'm sorry.
I thought about this, and the moment it got announced that the Bills were going to be on Hard Knocks, by the way, they had to suspend like every rule. There were all these rules about the teams that didn't have to do it, and one of them was if you make the playoffs, you don't have to do it. Bills have won the division 5 years in a row, in the clear. So they changed all the rules because no teams want to do this.
Yeah.
Here's where I'm like, this is what I'm telling myself. Up until Tom Brady won that Super Bowl in Tampa, no team had ever won a Super Bowl in their home stadium. Mm-hmm. So these things do happen.
Absolutely. I like the fact that I like when people repeat facts often enough that it breaks the streak, you know?
Maybe we're like, if we just say it enough times.
Right. You don't want to find that out after the season's over. You want to find that out. Everybody's repeating it before the season starts.
Speaking it into existence, I believe, is the saying.
This is what the kids do. They manifest stuff.
In fact, we do. It never works out, but you know what? We give it a shot.
But teams improve with harder. Like, there's a quote-unquote Hard Knocks bump. Everyone says
is there?
That. Oh, yeah, because
Dolphins have been on it a couple times. I don't remember anymore.
I'm waiting for the Giants bump.
A lot of teams make the playoffs out of nowhere. After, like, I remember the Bengals did it.
Mm-hmm. Manny's team was on it. They won 3 games.
Yeah, baby.
Although it was off-season Hard Knocks.
The Jets had their best season ever after Hard Knocks, right?
That's not hard.
But they also had the best defense in the league.
Let's make sure we play like the New York Jets.
Yeah, but still, like, let's not downplay that achievement from the New York Jets.
It might have been the last time that they've done it.
Yeah. Yeah, Hard Knocks is not a bad thing for a team. It's not a distraction, right? I mean, at this point in the year 2025, everyone is used to a camera everywhere, so it's not a huge deal. as far as the Bills. Don't worry, Maggie. You're good.
You're good. Meanwhile, on the baseball scoreboard last night, some good news for the Phillies.
Swung on, hit in the air, deep right center field. Going back is O'Neill to the track, nearing the wall. He'll jump, and it is gone! And Max Kepler has homered to right field.
Yeah, Megan, three straight wins for the Phillies. That's the call on the Phillies radio network. Beat the Orioles 5-0. On the TV side, you never know what you're going to learn watching a Phillies broadcast.
25 pounds of pressure if someone is attacking you, uh-huh. And you can rip their ear off. They said it's like it's the same amount of pressure to open up a pickle jar, and you can just rip their ear off.
Mm. Yeah, that's John Kruk.
Legacy doesn't mean nothing.
Huh. Right, so he's talking about if someone attacks you.
Yeah.
So I've heard this before. I took a self-defense class one uh-huh. time, and I want to give away the secret sauce. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, no. I mean, most women have taken something like this, and they tell you the things, like, mostly you're thinking someone's, like, out of their mind. They're, like, might be on drugs or something. So you think, like, kick them in the junk, but that might not do anything.
Right.
What you actually have to do, this is, I kid you not, this is what they teach women. So be aware, most women walking around today know this skill. Palm up your nose will not only break your nose, allegedly this will go back into your brain.
I've heard that.
Okay, never had to test it, thank God. Other thing, ripping someone's ear off, like what John Kruk is talking about, you literally can rip their ear off.
Now, can you open a pickle jar?
I usually give it to my husband, now that you say it.
That's unfortunate.
So now,
as sad as that is to admit, or I'll put a rubber band on the top of the jar, that usually helps. And then the third thing is actually gouging people's eyes out. Like, not poking them in the eye, literally taking out their eye. This is like when you're in a life and death situation. Mm-hmm. You can't get in the van type
of
thing.
I would think that would be even less pressure. Don't mess with Maggie Gray.
Don't mess with me. I got three ways to take you down.
Would it be easier to take out an eye or rip off an ear? I would figure the eye would have to be, right?
What happens if he's wearing a football helmet with a face mm-hmm. mask?
Well, then...
And a visor.
You have to be able to adjust in the moment.
Is that a typical situation?
I've never seen that happening? We live in New York City.
People attack people with full football helmets on?
Oh, you know.
Yeah. I've seen everything in New York City. I have not seen a man walking around with a football helmet.
Oh, I almost saw a guy driving a U-Haul this morning up against a Uber driver, literally get into a fist fight. Nice. 5 o'clock in the morning.
Only 6:37 right now, so there's still a lot of day left.
I once got mugged by a guy wearing a full NHL goalie outfit. He was moving pretty slow.
And the skates.
He was moving pretty slow, but I was trying to punch him, and I couldn't get anything going.
He didn't even drop the gloves?
Kicked him in the shins. He didn't feel it.
As far as the Phillies, they might be ripping ears off. Yankee fans want to rip their hair out.
Pitch! Swing on! Line drive, base hit, center field. Garcia scores. They're sending Peterson. Here's a throw to the plate. Not in time. It's partially cut off. A two-run single by Rowdy Tellez, and it's 2-0 Texas.
Yeah, that's the call on the fan, Dave Sims. Yankees' fifth straight loss, lose to the Rangers 2-0. So the Yankees, who once had a 7-game lead in the division, that lead now just a half game for the final wild card. But look, at least the Yankees have a guy like Aaron Boone running the show.
Oh, yeah.
So he can always give you answers like, why is Devin Williams struggling so much?
I'm not sure. You know, obviously there's in the middle here a big chunk where he's been really good, and then lately has had some struggles, obviously.
Yeah, struggles.
Gordon, I don't want to tell you how to do your job.
No, please.
But coming here and playing a mean Yankees highlight when there's Yankees fans here.
They scored no runs.
I would combine it with the fact that the Red Sox have won 7 in a row and a combo package to get at Manny.
That's what I'm saying.
That's my only critique is you could have made it even crueler.
Oh, I have 7 o'clock still to come.
Okay, yeah. But you really want to dig the knife in there.
Why are you like this? Who hurt you when you were younger? Why are you like this?
Why are the Yankees like this is the better question.
Aaron Boone damn sure don't know why.
Everybody in the world knows that this guy isn't a high leverage guy, and Aaron Boone throws him into the game in a 0-0 game in the eighth inning. Way to go, Aaron.
At this point, I think that you'd be letting Boone off the hook if you fired him now. Like, this is when your parents catch you smoking, you got to smoke the whole pack. Like, he should have to just be part of the ship that goes down in flames.
And it is.
So that's what's happening. Yeah. That's what's going to happen.
NFL news, Keenan Allen back with the Chargers, gets a one-year deal, $8.5 million. Last year, 70 catches with the Bears for 744 and 7 touchdowns. He's now 33 years old. Also, Jordan Addison of the Vikings suspended first 3 games of the year, violating the league's substance abuse policy. That stems from a DUI charge that he eventually pleaded down to a wet, reckless charge.
Saw that.
Excuse me?
Is that a straight... Shouldn't we have something a more official title than a wet reckless? What did you get charged? Wet reckless.
Yeah, like wet t-shirt. It's a little weird. I was wondering, does that mean there was actually alcohol in the car?
I'm wet! I'm dirty!
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I have no
idea. I have the rest of the morning to figure that out.
Thank you. We're going to be waiting here on Pins and Needles, 888-710-4ISN. We have to get to Jerry Jones, who has some new comments about Micah Parsons, whether or not he's going to be ready to face the Eagles week one. M&P.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sound of our cowboy quickie. This one a little bit more than a quickie, but Jerry Jones yesterday speaking again to reporters. Man, sit one out.
Right.
I know.
He actually, remember he sat out at an owners meeting? It was shocking. Well, thought, no, there. If you're going to Oxnard, you're there to talk to Jerry Jones.
Whether you want to or not.
Yeah. Or he'll talk to you.
Jerry Jones in the scrum of reporters. Asked if he was confident that with this contract situation going on with Micah Parsons, is he confident Parsons will be, you know, suiting up week one against the Philadelphia Eagles?
Any confidence that he will be on the field against Philadelphia?
Again, no. Absolutely not. A big part of that is his decision. How would I know that? I'm just saying. No, but I'm urgent.
I mean, it's the absolutely not that gets me, Pearl. And then obviously taking zero responsibility that there are actually two sides to this negotiation. Jerry's almost acting like, I did my part. Now it's just him signing on the dotted line. It's like, well, obviously, that's not what he thinks. He wants more, I don't know, secure language in the contract, more money, whatever it is that they still have to iron out. And so Jerry kind of no-selling this, as EJ would say, kind of wrestling term. He's got to own up to his side of this negotiation.
Well, but what point would Jerry Jones, why would he do that? Like, he's in a negotiation. Is he going to say, how do you answer that question? Because you want to get the best deal possible out of Micah Parsons and his agent. So how do you approach this if you're Jerry?
Well, best deal possible went out the window, I think, a year ago. Because he could have actually signed Micah Parsons to an extension 2 years ago. It would have been way less expensive than he's going to be now.
Well, 2 years ago?
Yeah, after his third season. Now he's going into his fifth year. Right? Fourth year? Yeah.
So, anyway, yeah, I'm sure that they've tried to lowball Micah Parsons several times during this process. But as he stands today, what is he supposed to do?
Well, here's what you're supposed to do. Put championships over contracts. That's what you're supposed to do. You know, Jerry loves to tell you about when Emmitt Smith held out for the first two games of the 94 season, was it? And they went on to win the Super Bowl. He loves to tell that story he wants to repeat it again.
Joe Barrows.
That was a dynasty. This is a team with a new head coach that's unproven on the head coaching level. A team that is not good enough, quite frankly, to even be considered a playoff team by Vegas standards. And, you know, there's nothing that this current Cowboys team has in common with that Cowboys team that was able to win after Emmitt held out for 2 weeks. And by the way, I think Emmitt proved how valuable he was in those 2 weeks. That's the story. The story is one that's told as a triumphant one for Emmitt Smith.
Well, I would just counter. It's a negotiation. I mean, both sides are trying to get the best deal possible. Will you at least give me that? Yes, Dallas probably should have tried to secure him earlier, but I'm sorry, we're here right now. It's just as possible that they overpay Micah Parsons like they did Dak Prescott. And I bet you Jerry in the back of his mind is like, man, I wish I hadn't done that Dak Prescott deal. I don't know if he had any choice in that particular situation, but they're probably trying to get a team-friendly deal here. So he's negotiating. You know, he's you know, like Jerry. He's
sure.
Mr. Negotiation.
Right.
So I don't know. Just say, hey, if Micah wants to play hardball, and honestly, what's the big deal if he holds out a couple games? This Cowboys team's not winning the Super Bowl like that Emmitt team anyway. I find if I'm Jerry, I'm like, well, we're here. We might as well just play this string out.
I mean, what kind of attitude is that? That's crazy. And also, this is why this is unbelievable, is because everyone believes that Jerry is going to end up paying Micah Parsons and the deal is going to be huge anyway. So what's this team-friendly thing? Like that, again, that ship sailed. Micah Parsons going into year 5. They could have done team-friendly after year 3.
But if you're talking a big game, but if Jerry Jones actually ever talks to his agent, which reportedly he has not done, David Mulgata is going to say, give me 4 years, $230 million guaranteed, and that's going to be a brutal contract. Like,
well,
at this point, they're going to hold his feet to the fire.
This is why you engage with the agent. This is why you get the ball rolling on this stuff. And to me, you know, if Micah Parsons is telling the truth in that super long Twitter post that he put out, he said he went to the team after year 3 and said, I'll do the deal now. They said no. After year 4, then he said, all right, now I want to see some other pass rushers get their money, and I'm going to drag my feet on this a little bit more. So Parsons is admitting that he played a role, but he said, you could have had me after year 3, and I would have done the deal. That's what he says.
So I'm not disagreeing with that, but who knows exactly what deal he wanted after year 3, too. I just think that Parsons wants to get paid a ton. And listen, there are some doubters of this guy. He's not quite Myles Garrett. You know what I mean? Like, Myles Garrett could play the run really well. I think that if they sign him, I think there's a chance we look back and say, they overpaid a little bit. It is their fault. I totally agree with that. But the reality is they're here and they have to make a plan. Their opportunity passed. Now, do you sit here and do you do a deal that is going to just totally destroy their cap for the next 5 years? No, you don't want to do that. You want to keep flexibility.
Jamie is in Dallas, Texas. Jamie, what do you make of Jerry Jones now saying he doesn't know if Micah Parsons is going to play against the Eagles?
Good morning. I don't make much of it. Perloff, I think you're dead on. I think this conversation is a little bit deeper. Number one, Mike is under contract this year, and the Cowboys hold his rights, and they can franchise him the next 2 years just like they did Dak if they have to. And those are the facts.
Jamie, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that.
It's not about what you want to do. Like you said, this is a negotiation. Each side has leverage. And you know, that's just the facts, and negotiating in the public and everything else. That's not really, you know, that's what Jerry's trying to say here is he's not really going to do that. You know, you bring up Emmitt Smith. How did Ezekiel Elliott's deal work out for the Cowboys? And, you know, where I'm going with this is, Perloff, you mentioned that he's not Myles Garrett. Let me tell you who else he's not. he's not T.J. Watt. And as a Cowboy fan, if you think I'm happy to say that, that's not the case. But Micah still runs around a lot of blocks. He's a little one-dimensional. He's very much speed and finesse base player. He's not as he's not even Von Miller of the Broncos, because Von Miller had the ability to turn speed and power and use those. And, you know, I think that's when DeMarcus Lawrence left, you know, that's was his deal, is that Micah's not very strong against the run because he's constantly running around blocks.
You may be, you're making great football points, and I'm not going to dispute that. He's not the perfect player. But the Cowboys had already said at one point, we will make him the highest paid non-quarterback. So, like, they already, that's the thing. Like, it's whether we think he's as good as Myles Garrett or T.J. Watt, it's kind of the next man up situation, and that's where the Cowboys royally screwed themselves. Thank you so much for the phone call. Because, of course, is he better than Myles Garrett? I don't think anyone's saying that, Pearl, but he's the next guy up, and the Cowboys have already, like, kind of signal to him, we're going to pay you.
Yeah, I mean, great points. I mean, first of all, if he's not quite as good as Von Miller, that still doesn't mean Von Miller is pretty darn good. So he is worth a lot of money, but they're big contracts, Maggie.
888-710-4ISN. Got Packers news for you next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.